Thank you, Amy and Mary. I would call that singing powerful. How would you call it? I was powerful. Yeah, go ahead. Go ahead. Go ahead. That was powerful. That was. Yeah. Baptism of the Lord Sunday. And this is the Sunday to remember your baptism. I'm like a little child myself as we put the plans for the remembering your baptism Sunday in the calendar. I get excited like a little child. I am so happy that I have been baptized. Are you? I'm a baptized believer of Jesus Christ. I believe in Jesus Christ and I have been baptized. Can there be any bigger thing in this world than that? I don't think so. Don't ever underestimate your baptism, whether it took place when you were infant or a little later, maybe a teenage boy or girl, maybe not yet teenage boy or girl, maybe you were already grown up. Wherever it happened, when you received the blessing of the water, that was the day to remember. Yes, indeed. Now, baptism of the Lord was a central importance for Jesus, pivotal thing. It was a moment in Jesus' ministry. Yes, it was. It was revealed his identity. It revealed his identity, who Jesus is. By being baptized, Jesus fulfilled all God's righteousness. All God's righteousness. And through baptism, Jesus initiated his public ministry. Many things took place at Jesus' baptism. It was done by John the Baptist at Jordan River. I had visited that place, as they believe that was the place where Jesus' baptism took place, 3 times. Every time touched my heart. No, I wasn't rebaptized. I think one baptism is good, am I right? But it's good to witness that place. Sometimes you saw people receiving their first baptism as visiting in Israel. That would be a great thing. So Jesus' baptism is an example for us about our calling to new life and joining in God's family. As a baptized believers, we are empowered by the Holy Spirit. Maybe some of you remember when you were baptized. Holy Spirit descended upon you and it was just a special thing for you to remember. If you were an infant, you didn't remember much about it, but the same experience. Holy Spirit came upon you. No doubt about it. Holy Spirit came upon you. And right at that moment, you were made to be a minister and disciple of mercy and love and justice and peace to all over the world. So let's look at the gospel reading about Jesus' baptism. Now, since this is the first Sunday after Epiphany, we can say that it was the revelation that took place at the Jordan River. Revelation of Epiphany. It was Epiphany that took place at Jordan River. I'm asking you, challenging you to try to get a picture of that moment where Jesus was baptized. Can you imagine? Can you picture Jesus entering the Jordan River to be baptized by John the Baptist? Jesus came there for a reason. And this is a great revelation, again, epiphany for us to witness. What? Jesus coming to Jordan River to be baptized by John. So here our gospel reading, it says, let me read it back to you one more time. Then Jesus went from Galilee to Jordan River to be baptized by John. But John tried to talk him out of it. which is to say, John was wondering if this is something I should be doing. You see, John was somebody, forerunner, coming before Jesus, predicting, prophesying about the Messiah. And he was clear after seeing Jesus, after hearing news about Jesus, who was this person who was coming to be baptized by me? He said, I am the one who needs to be baptized by you, says John the Baptist. So why are you coming to me to be baptized? And if I had been John the Baptist at that time, I would probably ask the same question. Maybe I would run away. Me baptizing the Messiah, me baptizing Jesus, no way. If somebody needs to baptize today at Jordan River, it would be me by you, Jesus. Now the Bible says that Jesus did not baptize. His disciples did baptize, but Jesus didn't baptize. But Jesus' response to John the Baptist was, it should be done, for we must carry out all that God requires. The other translation says, this is to fulfill all God's righteousness. Listen to this, everybody. If Jesus says, as the Son of God and the Messiah, the baptism is to fulfill all God's righteousness for him, for Jesus, how important then is baptism? It's centrally important. To make you a Christian believer, a disciple of Christ, you are to believe in Jesus Christ as your personal Savior and to be baptized. Now, baptism in the Methodist Church, we have a broad view about it. We recommend families, Christian families with infant children, to get their children baptized, to bring them as soon as possible into this covenant relationship with Jesus Christ. Now, sometimes parents want to wait to see if their children are a little older to take that step, to receive that gift. I'm not preaching about that. To me, the earlier the better. The earlier the better. But at the same time, I say, for your baptism, the time is always right. You can't go wrong by being baptized. So going back to this image, watching Jesus entering the Jordan River, this image is a surprising image. See? Of sinless Jesus coming to John for baptism. Remember what kind of baptism it was John was doing, ministering through which John was ministering. It was a baptism of repentance. People repented first, publicly and openly, and then John listened to that, and then he put them under water. I believe he did put under the water. A moment that sets the stage for Jesus' mission as the Savior of the world took place right then. Now, Jesus didn't need to repent. He didn't have nothing to repent. This is why John the Baptist was wondering, you know what my baptism is all about, but you don't have nothing to repent for. Why are you coming to me to be baptized? Jesus didn't need to be baptized, didn't need the baptism of repentance. But we need to repent, you and I, we need to repent, and we need to be baptized to be saved. That's what the Bible says. That's not pastor's theology about the baptism. It's what the Bible says. That is what the Bible says. Now, Jesus wanted to be baptized for our sake, for our salvation. You see? Jesus' baptism is the pattern of our own. When Jesus says, this is to do all God's righteousness. So let me show the way for salvation. If baptism was requirement for Jesus to fulfill God's righteousness, all the God's righteousness, how much more it is to us? That's a good question. Through baptism, Jesus enters our condition to draw us into his divine life in the kingdom of God. That is what baptism is all about. Through baptism, he says, this is my way to show you, if this is my way, this is also going to be your way. You must believe and be baptized to enter the kingdom of God. Later, Jesus says, I am the way, I am the truth, I am the life. Then he continues, listen to this, no one comes to my heavenly Father except through me. To be saved, to be discipled, to be follower, Jesus Christ takes it all. To follow Jesus, whatever he did, we follow him. Okay? Again, this first Sunday after Epiphany marks public unveiling as God's Son and the start of his ministry, who draws us into salvation that he established. Now, you and I can save ourselves. Have you been trying? Sometimes we work hard to save somebody else. Even pastors, we do that. We try to save somebody else. We can't save anybody. Only Christ can save. Only God can save. Yes, we can invite people to the Lord. We can lead people to the Lord. But only one person can save us. And his name is Jesus Christ. Am I right? You can say amen on that. Yeah, I know we are in the Methodist Church and we are a little bit like hesitated to say amen because we are not quite sure whether we can do it or not. But I talked to Bishop about it and he said, let them do it. Go for it. That's okay. When you get excited, you can say even hallelujah sometimes. Don't say it too often though. I had a brother back in Helsinki Church and he didn't know anything about our way of doing in the Methodist Church. Now there, they are high church, more than maybe we are. So if you hear the pin dropping down, everybody turn and look, where's the sound coming from? So this guy who got saved in our services, and he was excited about Jesus. Didn't know how we did it and how we worshiped, didn't know nothing about it. He was just so happy that I got saved and Jesus in my heart. So once in a while, this man, without knowing it, that you really don't do it in the Methodist Church, he starts saying hallelujah once in a while. And amen. And it came from his heart. He was sitting in the back seat and he said, hallelujah, amen. And everybody turned around and looked, what in the world is going on in this church? After service, he was waiting for me at the door as many times. He had lots of asking questions. And then one Sunday after doing that and seeing that everybody turned around and see what is he doing, he said, I was just wondering, Timo, is it legal to say hallelujah in the Methodist Church? I said, go for it. Go for it. You can do that. Now at the Jordan River, remember in the gospel reading, the Father's voice, the Holy Spirit descending upon Jesus, and then the Son's presence confirms Jesus' divine identity as an anchor of our salvation. Jesus is our Savior and Lord, and he was baptized to fulfill all God's righteousness. It means that we must follow Jesus in everything to be saved. Baptism is an important part of it. Sometimes you hear people say, well, baptism is not all that important. It is not that important. Main thing is that you believe in Jesus and don't worry about baptism. And some people wait tens of years and they probably never get baptized, which is so sad. Then some people say, well, Pastor, what about the criminal on the cross? There were three on the cross, on the cross of Calvary, Jesus right in the middle, and then these two criminals. And the other one believed in Jesus. The other one didn't care, and the other one believed in Jesus. And Jesus promised this man who asked Jesus to be his Lord and Savior, forgiving all his sins. Jesus says, today you are going to be with me in the paradise. And I'm sure he was there with Jesus. If Jesus says, somebody, you are going to be with me in the paradise, guess what? He's going to be in the paradise. Am I right? He didn't have a chance to be baptized. And sometimes people use that as an example of their theology. Well, that man, Pastor, remember on the cross, didn't have a chance to be baptized, and Jesus promised him to be in the paradise. Well, don't use it. That's a poor theology. That man didn't have time. He was a 1 minute off from his dad. That was exception. But for us all who hear the message, the gospel, respond to Jesus, receive him into our heart, then baptism is due. Or if you have been baptized, you are in the covenant already. You live your covenant relationship every single day. And I'm going to get that a little later in this sermon. Our baptism means new creation. Just as Jesus was empowered by the Spirit, we are brought into God's family, cleansed and made new at our baptism. It don't matter how old you were when you were baptized, it's going to happen. We are not earning salvation through baptism, but living out a new life God has given to us in Jesus Christ. That is the message of your baptism. So baptism is rather a gift we receive for our salvation. It is nothing you earn or you get yourself baptized. One day I walked to a man and he was so happy. This is a few years back. And he said, guess what happened, preacher? Last week and I got myself saved and baptized. I said, that's a lot of work for you. You saved yourself and you got yourself baptized too in one weekend. That was a false statement. Because I didn't want to cool him down because he was excited. Well, there's more to it, that story. I realized that that baptism, that salvation wasn't all that real. But salvation and baptism, they are both gifts we receive from the Lord. This is why we can say baptism is transformational. Baptism is a sign and symbol of new life. Christ gives us that new life through the power of the Holy Spirit. But the question is this, what does it really mean? Do we actually become new people at baptism? We do become new people spiritually, we do. The Holy Spirit enables us to have both the faith and the willingness to change, to grow, to become new. In one sense, we move away from the ways that define our life prior to our baptism and choose new ways that will define us now as a follower of Jesus Christ, being a believer, baptized believer of Jesus Christ. Baptism is a door through which we enter in the new life. That is what baptism is all about. Baptism symbolizes that washing away of sin by the power of the Holy Spirit. Bible says in Titus, Paul writes to Titus in Titus 3:5, listen to this, what Paul says, and the Bible says, he saved us, not because of the righteous things we have done, but because of his mercy. Please remember this. He saved us, not because of the righteous things we had done, but because of his mercy. Hallelujah. Because of his mercy. Listen to this. He washed away our sins, giving us a new birth, a new life through the Holy Spirit. Let me ask you this. Do you believe in Christ? Friends who are worshiping us, with us through Facebook, do you believe in Christ? Have you received the gift of salvation from me? Have you been baptized in the name of the Father and the Son and the Holy Spirit? He generously poured out the Holy Spirit upon us through Jesus Christ, our Savior. Because of His grace, He made us right in His sight and gave us confidence, assurance that we have inherited eternal life. Now, the last thing, but not least thing, living out our baptism means every single day. Every single day. How are we living out the new identity and calling established at Jesus' baptism and confirmed in your baptism, in my baptism? Remember, baptism, salvation is one coin. Your faith in Jesus Christ is the other side of that coin, and your water baptism is the other side of that coin. Both after your salvation, for your salvation. Namely, we are raised with Christ from the waters, empowered to be the people He created us to be. Through baptism, we are called to join Jesus in His spiritual mission. By the time your baptism, whether you were infant or teenage, girl or boy, or older, middle-aged, wherever you were, in your life there is placed a calling to be a disciple of Christ, the messenger of good things, bringing salvation, healing and mercy and justice and the good news to the world. The gospel is nothing but good news every single day. Where is your world to do that? Let me ask you this. Where is your mission field? It is right there where you are, at your workplace, at your home, among your family, among your friends, at the grocery store, in the bus, right there where you are. There is your mission place, mission field. Baptism, not just the baptism, not just the event, but it is an entrance into a life of action and service and mercy. Love, serving, and following Christ belongs together. Now today, we remember our baptism. I'm going to ask you all, one at a time, come to the fountain, baptismal font. You remember your baptism. You may touch the water. You may pour the water on your forehead. If you want to make a cross, that's fine. You bring yourself to the moment where you were baptized. Same element of water was used when you were baptized as the same element was used when Jesus was baptized at Jordan River. And you tell Him, thank you, Jesus, that today I believe in you. And I have been baptized in the name of the Father and the Son and the Holy Spirit. I'm a new creation. I'm a believer of Jesus Christ. And my life belongs to you in the name of the Father and the Son and the Holy Spirit. Amen.